But that's a little bit different from a woodpecker. They're bigger than woodpecker, but we have a lot of those around here too. They drill in a hole in your tree too. They'll ruin your tree.
Have you ever heard them called a peckerwood?
Peckerwood, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Does anybody call any group of people or anything a peckerwood?
Yeah, they used to be. What was that? Peckerwoods. Yeah, somebody.
Who do they call peckerwoods?
I don't know, but I've heard that. I don't know who it is or what they call them.
Well, is there a
little dirtland farm or something? Peckerwood farmers, don't they call them? Yeah, that's right.
Well, what about little black and white animals? Little black animals with a white stripe?
That's skunks.
You ever hear them call anything else?
Yes. What do they call them besides a skunk?
You ever call them a pole?
Polecat, surely. Polecat, yeah.
And if some animal was getting in your chicken house out there and you didn't know what kind, you'd say, I'm going to get my gun and kill that.
It's generally a possum.
Did you say possum?
Yeah, generally what gets in the chicken houses.
Oh, which is another word. I'm going to get me the guns and traps and catch that
varmint. Yeah.
Would you ever say that?
Oh, yeah.
Would that be a person, too?
It could be. It could be, surely. Could be.
Well, when you say varmint, what does it include?
Either a person that would be low enough to steal or an animal. And by the way, speaking of possums, my colored girl was here 2 or 3 weeks ago, Friday. We were cleaning back there in the bedroom. She says, come here, look out the window. Went out there, and there in my backyard was the biggest possum you ever saw, right? Just going across the yard. And he went through the fence. We watched him. He went through the fence and went over in the Locke's garage next door. And I called Johnny. I said, Johnny, I want to tell you, you've got a big possum out there in your garage. And she said, you don't mean that. She said, they've got some chickens but way back there. And she said, well, George has caught two back there in the trap lately. So she says, I'll tell him that. She says, I'm glad you told me. If I'd gone out there to get in the car, that thing would have been out there to scare me to death. So he came home and he went out there and went in there with a big stick and he killed it. But in broad daylight, just walking across the backyard back there.
That's amazing. Well, do you have any of those little bushy-tailed animals that climb your trees?
We are overrun with squirrels. See, we've got these pecan trees all around it. Oh, you can go at the kitchen window anytime practically and see one. I can't keep them out of my bird feeder.
Any special kind?
Just little, well, I don't know what they call them, just little squirrels.
Bushy-tailed
squirrels.
And what about the ones smaller than squirrels that just run
little
around?
Little round squirrels. No, we don't have those. Not here in town.
What kind of fish do you have around here?
Oh, anything in these lakes. We have grand fishing lakes around here. Bass, perch, catfish, most anything.
And what kind of seafood food do you get in here?
Well, nothing much but oysters.
Do you get any of those other things that you might boil or fry?
Shrimp, occasionally. Occasionally, they bring them in, not very often.
What kind of animals, do you have an animal that croaks in the marshes at night?
We've got one that croaks down here in my sister's fish pond that's in the spring that'll drive you crazy at night. Bullfrog, yes.
And what about any that live in your garden like that?
Yeah.
What do you call them?
Little toads. Toad frogs.
And any smaller than that that come out after the rain in the springtime?
Yeah, little rain frogs.
And what do people fish with around here?
Oh, the real fishermen use artificial lures, of course.
But when you were a child?
Worms. Crickets and grasshoppers and things like that.
What kind of worms?
Yeah, earthworms.
Is anything larger than that, bigger worms than that, they call something different?
Well, now there may be. I don't know. I don't know too much about fishing now. I can't say.
They ever fish with little fish?
I'm sure they do.
What do you call those?
Minnows. Right.
Yeah. What about those things that have hard shells and they pull the legs?
Crabs. No crabs in this part of the country.
Well, they pull the legs and they crawl around your yard.
Oh, turtles, you mean? Oh, yeah. We have little turtles every once in a while. Not little ones. I mean terrapins. Terrapins.
Well, they're the ones that live where?
Well, around.
What about the kind that live in the water?
Those are turtles.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. And do you have an insect that will fly around and get on your light?
Oh, mercy, yes. Moths.
And what about gets in your clothes?
Moths, too, but it's a different kind.
One of them would be called two moths and one